Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Tuesday, July 14th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. After a rest day yesterday, the Tour de France enters the mountains for the first time. This is always a really exciting part of the Tour de France for me because I find the flat stages actually pretty boring to watch. But the mountain stages are full of tactical intrigue as well as virtually superhuman, and I believe cycling has been cleaned up enough to say virtually superhuman instead of actually superhuman efforts on the part of the racers. You can basically tell that cyclists aren't taking at least as many drugs or as crazy drugs as they used to, because the times and the speed up these mountains are not what they were in the late 90s, early 2000s, when people were doing all sorts of drugs. Anyhow, Tour de France should be really exciting tomorrow. That starts at 8 in the morning on NBC Sports Network. Later on in the evening, you have two choices. You can watch the Major League Baseball All-Star Game at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox, or you can watch some men's soccer in the Gold Cup on Fox Sports 1 at 6 and 8:30 p.m. There's two games. So let's start with the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. This is kind of a weird All-Star Game because baseball tries to walk the line between entertainment and sport, even in the All-Star Game. The NBA, the NHL, the NFL, their All-Star Games are just total entertainment. They don't worry about competition whatsoever. The games don't mean anything. They're just an excuse to see your favorite athletes play in different combinations from what you're used to them seeing them play in. Major League Baseball actually puts a little incentive. What they say is the team that wins the All-Star Game and is played between the National League and the American League, whichever team wins the All-Star Game, the representative of that league that ends up in the World Series gets home field advantage. That's a pretty big deal, and so managers in this game are always torn between trying to play all their players so the fans get to see everyone, and actually winning the game, because, you know, they're a manager of a team that could get home field advantage in the World Series because of this. In the Gold Cup, it's the third group stage match for the second group. I think it's called Group B. This group has Jamaica, Costa Rica, El Salvador, and Canada in it, and that's in order of standings currently. Jamaica has 4 points, Costa Rica and El Salvador 2, Canada 1. A win is worth 3 points, a tie is worth 1. The games today are Jamaica versus El Salvador at 6 p.m., and then Canada versus Costa Rica. Depending on what happens in the first game, really anyone could advance. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Tuesday, July 14th, 2015. Find us on the web at DearSportsFan.com and send me questions to DearSportsFan@gmail.com. As always, thanks to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at JesseFisher.com. Have a great day.